Good Monday morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. Occasionally, we have the opportunity to contemplate the true and personal meaning of our title, Walking with Jesus, in a very practical way. Today is one of those days. Have you ever considered there may be even more unseen beings walking around with you today than the people you see? Who are they? Well, let's rejoin Peter in the mid-first century and listen to what Peter has to tell us. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in your faith, because you know that the family of believers in Jesus throughout the world is undergoing the same kinds of sufferings. 1 Peter 5:8 and 9. When we began this journey together about 2 years ago, my ministry partner Rod and I selected this theme, Walking with Jesus, to remind us that as authentic Christians, the Holy Spirit of God lives within us, and therefore God is with us 24/7 wherever we are around the world. It was also a call to consider what it would be like if today we walked through each day as those disciples did, doing our best to follow Jesus and listen to him. But also, we had this verse and others like Ephesians 6:12 in our minds, as we wanted to remind all our readers that the devil and his demons are walking among us every day, tempting us to turn away from Jesus. So, I ask you, my friends, if you claim to be an authentic, Holy Spirit-filled Christian, do you feel the tension, the kingdom clash, the inner struggle of your old sinful nature being attracted by the devil's schemes? Do you hear Peter both calling us with strong language to live alert and sober-minded? That's a clear warning to resist anything that might numb your soul, your spiritual awareness of temptation and the devil's schemes. Can you identify what those soul-numbing things might be for you? Can certain music draw your soul, your heart, your mind, your will, and your emotions away from God and into lustful or deceitful or vengeful reflection? Can movies or live stream or social media draw your soul away from God-honoring desires and thoughts? Can alcohol or drugs or pornography or gambling or any other addictive behavior draw your soul away from a close relationship with Jesus? Can we see why Peter said we need to live alert and sober-minded? Do we understand the devil has one objective? To oppose God, God's truth, God's purposes, God's people at all times. Do we understand Satan, the devil, is very powerful and leads a huge following of demons in accomplishing this? Do we remember Jesus was several times confronted by people under the strong influence of demons, like Mark chapter 1, verse 23, or Mark 5, verse 1 to 20, or Matthew 9, 22, or Luke 9, 37? Do we recall that Jesus always proved superior in power and authority to Satan and his demons? Take courage in that, my friends, for if we have fully trusted Jesus for our salvation and the Holy Spirit is living within us, his power will protect us from this prowling devil as long as we do what Peter says, resist the devil, stand firm in your faith. Now watch this, my friends. Don't rush past that statement, for it means the opposite is also true. If an authentic Christian does not resist the devil and stand firm in your faith, then what happens? Oh, we all know, don't we? If we don't resist, if we don't stand firm, then we yield to the devil's temptations and we will step away from the leading of the Holy Spirit and we will sin, right? We've all done that. But the big question is, then what? Paul, writing to the Christians in Ephesus, answered that question with this. Ephesians 4:30 and 27. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption, and do not give the devil a foothold. There it is, the great warning for all Christians. Yes, Christians have been given by God the freedom of choice, always. Therefore, at any time, a Christian has the freedom to say no to the leading of the Holy Spirit and at the same time say yes to the temptation of the devil. When we do that, it does not cancel our salvation or the certainty of our being in Christ, but it does invite the devil to use that yielding to temptation to begin building a foothold in our soul. That is exactly what Peter is warning us about here in 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9. That is why it's critical for all Christians to resist the devil, stand firm in your faith. This is so important to all of us, we're going to pause right here and ponder, reflect, contemplate, ask Jesus to help you see what he sees in your soul. Here are some key questions we all need to ponder this Monday. First, where in your soul are you vulnerable to the devil's prowling around and tempting you? Is it your low self-image, or your fear of failure, or your shame and regret of the past, or your temper, or is it lust, or deceitfulness, or unforgiveness? Do you know your vulnerability? Second, what great God truths have you memorized so no matter where you are, if the devil or one of his demons tempts you with a thought or emotion, those God truths are quickly available to your memory so you can stand firm and resist the devil? Third, what is your practice of protecting your soul from the prowling lion, the devil? Now, I urge you to take some time to talk with Jesus about this. And then today, when you're out and about on this Monday, be alert, for the devil is prowling around looking at you. And here's a worship song to help us stand firm today, my friends.